It's now time to think outside the box of what we've always known.
I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord.
I think that's a profound turning point in somebody's relationship with God.
And our hope in starting this was that this would become an ever-expanding conversation.
Just two real guys talking about life. That's a nice tagline.
I'm Wayne Jacobson.
And I'm Brad Cummings.
And welcome to another edition of The God Journey. The God Journey.
You know what, Brad? This is our 353rd podcast.
That's a lot.
And people, I met someone this last week in Texas, because we're doing a bunch back-to-back here, because I'm going to be in New Zealand. But in Texas, somebody said this week they just got through listening to all of them.
What?
There's still people who go back to 353.
How much time is that's a lot.
It's an awful lot. And I tell people, I think if you listen to two or three months of them, you are getting the same gist of conversation. We're not covering newer, deeper things. We're still talking about the same simple realities of living this journey, but.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen to you if you did all that.
I would like to see the person. Get that little head twitch
they
thing.
And twitch.
Tourette's, something like that.
Wow.
No, but it really is right at the anniversary. We started this in March, mid-March.
I hope we've grown.
In 2005.
I hope we've grown.
I have grown in many ways. I like to think spiritually, but then things come along and you go, you know what? Still got lots of growing to do, so.
Yeah, that's what eternity's for. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. But 7 years we've been at this.
7 years?
7 years.
Part of me goes, I know that.
Part of me seems like 14. Part of me seems like 3.
7 years?
Been at this a long time.
That's a heck of a journey.
It has been. Has been a lot of fun. I almost did this one time, and actually wish I'd done it now. I was in front of a group of people and speaking at the fellowship I was pastoring at, and this was probably a couple months out from getting kicked out. As I was resigned by my best friend guy.
Did you know that at the time?
I didn't know I would let that happen at the time. I knew we were definitely in a growing conflict that either needed to be healed or something would happen. And I remember reading on Sunday morning, I read this, I think it was Corinthians, out of the teaching I was doing, and it was at the end of the end of the thing says, Paul writes this, I forget which book it's in, I should have looked it up, but I wouldn't think about talking about it today. And he goes, and finally, brothers, goodbye. I read it. And I thought about just walking out of the building and never coming back. Finally, brothers, goodbye. And I wish I would have now, because if I knew I was going to get thrown out 2 months later, I might as well had a grand exit.
I did that for the vineyard deal. I knew there was a point where I just kind of went, you know what? This is my last service. And I knew that. And I communicated that. I said, you know what, guys? When I look at the journey we've been on, anything else I'm going to communicate to you is going to simply be a variation on what we've talked about. I really feel like I have given you the foundation basics of what it is to have a relationship with God. And we're not going to a different space. That's where we're at. So from here on out, I'm not going to be the leader. And I resigned. And I walked out and I got in my car and I left.
Before the closing song?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't think people knew what to do. I think they thought I was going to come back like I was only kidding. And I didn't. What I didn't know is that within like 3-4 weeks, I did get thrown out.
Yeah.
And bounced out. And it all just blew up. And you sat there going like, oh, wow, that was really bizarre. But what was so satisfying is just to realize, you know, what I was trying to say is I'm not leaving you. But I'm going to sit amongst you as opposed to trying to lead you, because I sort of feel like to some degree the way we're doing this is going to start to reinforce the idea that there's a guy in charge and it's not you in charge of your life and your relationship with him. And I felt like I'm in this surrogate savior role and I was well loved. And I liked it. I didn't mind it. It wasn't like this is a bunch of sinful junk. It's more like, you know what? When John the Baptist would realize I must decrease, that he might increase. You're just going like, I really got that. I just sat there going like, you know what? I'm too accessible to a lot of these people in such a way that they can easily get a hold of me more than they're willing to get a hold of him. Yeah. And I went, that's not good.
Yeah, I did the same thing. In fact, I was asked by the elders to do a 3-week series on Sunday morning back at the day on intimacy with God. And as I was preparing it, I had that sense in my heart, do this as if you'll never talk to these people again.
Yeah.
And so I did it that way. When I finished the third one, and it still, there was the next week that I left town and then I got resigned. I had no idea that was coming down the pike. But in part of my leaving and not going back and fighting for a place is, I really did have my closing words with them. I would have loved to have had some, I mean, we had elders leave town, move away, whatever. We get big parties for and celebrated all their, I got none of that. I mean, right. I don't think you got any of that.
No. I got a restraining
order. Celebrate the odds. You got a restraining order. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was about as awful as it was. You blow the whistle on something that's wrong and then it just goes weird.
Yeah, ours was just, we decided to walk away when we could have fought for what we wanted. And we just felt like we didn't have the wherewithal to do it. But I had done 3 weeks on intimacy with God, and I still look back and say, same thing you just said. I couldn't give you anything better. Everything else is that. Are you going to walk with him? And here's what it looks like. The whole in the midst of, I'm reading Jeremiah right now, the whole midst of all the destruction coming to Jerusalem is that incredible prophecy that Hebrews 8 affirms, no longer will a brother need to go to his neighbor saying, know the Lord, for all will know me from the least to the greatest of them. And that prophecy in the midst of Jeremiah that fulfills now in the new covenant, we all get to know him. No one has a need to be taught by someone else. And those are scriptures that we absolutely ignore in our approaches to build our managed spirituality.
They undermine your authority, you know? It's like you can't quite give them the get-out-of-jail-free cards.
So when people said, you just abandoned us, I've said, no. First of all, I was kicked out. Second of all, I told you the most important stuff I could tell you. No, thirdly, the fact that I'm not here should scream lots to you.
But I think that you had said that we had some lunch at Bandits or something like that. And I remember you talked about, you know, the unfortunate dynamic of the way that we do church is it lulls people into a passivity.
Yeah.
An unintentioned one. It's like in spite of all the exhortations we think we're giving to people that are contrary to that, the manner in which we habit our get together tends towards a lethargy of the flock that just says, as long as I'm a butt and a buck, it's cool. Yeah. I mean, tithe and be present, and this is a good deal. Everyone thinks, man, isn't this rocking? And you just go,
and we're
like,
having fun?
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
And just going like, okay, I don't know that ship is going anywhere. It may just be tied to the dock. I looked at all of what's going on, and I sat there going like, golly, I am giving my life's blood to a people in sincere pursuit of God and something we're called to do, and yet so much of the habit of how we're doing this is working against the very thing that I think I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because it's the presupposition that it will always be the same.
Yeah.
And people don't like change.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I've not met the one person who says, I just love it. It's new every morning.
I've told the only person that really likes to be changed is a poopy baby. Other than that, no one really enjoys being changed. I guess probably true. I didn't tell you about this third group I visited in Texas, and we had exactly this conversation. Because there's a group in Texas, this little burg called Clyde, and it's a little tiny town outside Abilene. And this has been a pretty significant fellowship in the area for a while. And they've just been in this process that we've run into of dismantling themselves, dismantling the religion out of their relationship. And they're not even meeting on Sunday mornings anymore. They're kind of dismantling all that. And they've got some wonderful things that they've landed in. They've some wonderful stuff. And then they were, I think part of my coming, this older brother coming in, I don't know how much they wanted, you know, my affirmation about things or how much they felt like things I was sharing didn't quite fit what they were doing. So they were going to adjust me a little bit. And that wasn't real aggressive, but we had some dialogue about that. But the one thing that came out of our time together, and they said, you know, if you just spoke honestly to us, what would you say? I said this.
That's
I think
a dangerous intro.
It was cool, though. I like it. I always said, first of all, I'm not telling you, I'm not holding anything back that I would be telling you anyway. But now you're asking me to summarize some of what I've been saying that maybe you've missed. And that is, you have left X. You have left this religious system of stuff that you realized wasn't perpetuating God's life among you. And goody on you. Kudos, kudos, kudos. It's great stuff. And now you're in some stuff that you're doing that you think is the next vision. It's their new structure file that I talked about last go around. It's the new structure. It's how we do, how we're going to do things, how our vision's going to be fulfilled. And I just said to him, I said, you know what? You've gone from X to Y. And I think where you have come in the time frame you've come in is absolutely incredible. And the fact that even though you went from a group of maybe 400 or so down to 70, I think if you got 70 people seriously on this journey, how we follow God and live love together, I think that's amazing. But I said, I still think there's a why out here. All I want to say is don't camp out here. Don't assume what you've got now is permanent, just what you said about our arrangements. And there's a little pushback on that because, well, what do you mean? We're committed to each other. We're going to be, I said, yeah, you know what? There's lots of people make commitments to each other. And yeah, relationships get broken because people violate their commitments all the time. That's true. But I think also at times, the commitment to be together forever is kind of a silly one if we're going to journey in God's life together. Yeah?
Well, yeah, the truth is the only eternal journey I'm going to be committed to is Him.
Yeah, and the only temporal one I'm committed to is Sarah.
Yeah.
And you, Kelly, yeah. And they couldn't find it.
Everyone else is, we'll see.
Because I think when I had a co-pastor, when we became co-pastors, the thought was this would work forever. And the fact is it came a day when it didn't. I think Paul and Barnabas had a, you know, we did this missionary journey. Let's go do another one. We should do it the same way. And it just turned out they couldn't go that way. But they couldn't be gracious about it. They were actually...
They had a fight.
They had a big fight about it. And I think now we've been, Brad and I have been talking a lot. We've been through a lot the last...
Yeah.
5 years. Yeah, 5 years probably. Ended up starting a business together that brought out some things that you and I, which I think we've been honest about in the past, you and I don't see things the same way. A lot of things.
No.
And we can have conversation as friends about the things we differ in, and there's no problem with that.
No.
Right? And it's no problem.
No.
But if we're trying to manage something together.
Not so good.
Well, we just found out there's little, I think one, we haven't always seen eye to eye about where windblown would go. Yeah?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So no?
Yes.
Wow.
No, we haven't.
and that's nothing like wrong and right, I think, in our conversation. Not like
one's right
and the other's wrong. It's we're seeing different things God's put on our heart to do and be a part of.
Yeah. I think the reality is what I have loved in terms of our relationship that has been a value has been the fact that I have no capacity to put an agenda on you. I just like, no, I want to enjoy this friendship.
Yeah.
Therefore, I don't have a to-do list to give Wayne other than what Wayne would voluntarily agree saying, yes, I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Well, you can't manage anything that way.
Pretty sad, isn't it?
It doesn't work.
Not the kind of employee you want.
It doesn't work, okay? It just doesn't. It's like, that doesn't work, all right?
Yeah, for sure.
And if you're not really committed to that, you're going to just end up with a whole bunch of seething resentment in the name of spirituality, okay?
Yeah.
And the other thing is I also feel like, gosh, you know, what has given life to so much of the conversations is, I remember the first day I sat down with you. I remember the first time we met, and there was a sense of going like, oh, wow, I've gotten so much out of what, you know, has come out of this guy's life. That'll be fun just to get to know him and get out more. And I kind of went, oh, you know, secretly I'll find a way to, you know, he's probably jaded. You know, I need to kind of try to nudge him back into a place of fruitful engagement with the body of Christ.
Of managed spirituality? Managing spirituality?
Well, no. I mean, at the time, it was so sincere. I was kind of like, I told Kelly, it's like, oh, I cannot, you know. I mean, we had two totally different conversations with our wives. You're recognizing the writing on my wall. Yeah. I'm looking at, oh, free draft pick. Free
you want
agency.
You want me to move into that wall.
Yeah, it's like, come on, baby. You know, game on. I'll get get you back in the fold. And it's just it's been fun to just sort of recognize, no, things have never kind of gone like we thought. But there's always been a meaningful dialogue of seeing it from different standpoints. There's things that I absolutely love to pieces. And then I think you have sought to share in those and go like, I don't like that. And I end up going, what?
Sorry.
And just kind of like, okay, well, I guess is it two peas in a pod? It's two peas. I don't know where the pod is. But I have enjoyed the dialogue of life that just says, you know, you see things differently, therefore I get to actually see something other than what I see.
Yeah.
If I didn't value that, it would be an argument.
Yeah.
If I do value that, then it's a sense of, oh, I guess there's a bigger picture than just my peripheral vision.
Yeah.
And I think that has been a real secret of finding life in the midst of what has been God-awful. Excruciating times of difficulty where I'm going like, gosh, a brother goes sideways, and the strain of that nearly sent us sideways.
And the aftermath of it, sure.
And I'm sitting there going like, I don't want that. I'm so tired of that. I don't want that. How do you not get there and just going like, gosh, what's the deal? And I think there was some real wonderful insight, revelation from God of just being able to realize with genuine grace, you and I are not called to the same things. There's overlap that we can enjoy. But my calling, gifting, and focus is not yours. And if I try to make it yours, you're not a happy camper. You know?
For sure.
There's places I've taken you to that you just go like, no, Wayne is not for this environment.
This is not blessing me. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm usually really reserved about showing that.
Oh, of course you are. Of course you are. Eeyore's kicking down the door going, I want to go home. So
people say to me, you never have to guess where you're coming from. I'm going, yeah, I know that's true. But I think we're coming to – I think we've recognized – and what I've loved about this friendship is it started as a friendship. We didn't start a podcast together and become friends in the podcast. We had a friendship for I want to say 4 or 5 years. We met you pretty quickly after we moved down here.
Yeah.
So prior to – and we moved down here in 99. So I think we met in 2000. We didn't start a podcast until 2007. So we had 5 years of just being brothers and enjoying getting together. And we kind of spilled into doing the podcast as simply two brothers who getting together and just kind of sharing stuff. And then we ended up, doing a book together.
Yeah.
With someone else. And then – because no one else would publish it, we ended up with a publishing company and – some of that was a lot more exciting to you than it was to me in terms of the publishing company aspects. And I really wanted to be the silent partner, run it, stay out of it, but it just didn't work that way. It ended up dragging me into a whole lot of stuff. And I think what Brad and I – and we've had – I just in all honesty, I think the last maybe 7, 8 months have been about as difficult as we've had in relationally. It hasn't just been the work. It's been – it's spilled over into impacting – our conversations and how we feel about getting together and the tension in the room and the assumptions of what the other one might be thinking. And we're both, I think we're both trying to bend over backwards to make room for the other one that we were just killing ourselves trying to do it. And so we had a good talk a couple of weeks ago saying maybe this doesn't last forever. Maybe the God journey, Brad and I sitting here week after week, maybe that wasn't meant to be eternal. And maybe my involvement with Windblown, which we've already known for about a year.
That's longer.
we knew about a year that once we got things legally resolved, that I would let this go to you as the thing that you have passion for, as other things you want to do that I don't have a bit of passion for. But, and that doesn't mean they're wrong. It just means
in different spheres.
I'm going to a winter thing of I want to be cut back and I want to do the things where Wayne best serves God, not where other people think Wayne's talents can be used. And that's not you. I've never felt that pressure from you. But that I'm saying no to a lot of things like that where people want to use my talents for various things. And if I don't know God's in it right now, I'm really just wintering out. If you haven't know what that means, check in season. Just the winter of pruning where all the stuff you can do gets pruned into the 5 things you will do that'll matter. And that's I'm finding great joy in my life again. And I'm real excited about it. And I love the fact we were able to sit down and talk about maybe this doesn't continue the same way, the God journey.
No, because, you know, I think as we've recognized God has us in different spheres, when there hasn't been the pull of just the tension of being still intertwined in those, where you're going like, I've known for a while, your happy spot is over there on the left.
Yep.
My passion in a sense of real drawing is over here on the right.
You put me on the left? Really? I'm the liberal? I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but with that, there's a sense of going like, I just knew. It's like, you know what? How does that happen graciously? Because I've never seen that. I've never seen two people, frankly, be so entwined and stuff and to graciously go separate ways. And it's like, and how does the relationship still remain? Because, you know, part of me is going like, I have no idea what the listeners are like. What are they about to tell us? You know, the reality is I'm not going anywhere. I just know that there are projects and passions that I've had for 20 some years that now seem to be an absolute spring. I mean, it is growth beyond belief, and I sleep a couple hours a day again. And the truth is, yeah, I'm physically tired, but I've never been more excited on the inside of going like, oh my gosh, I didn't think that was ever going to come to pass.
Right.
I've sacrificed that Isaac forever.
Yeah.
And now it seems like it's been raised to life, and you're just going like, okay, I don't know how to say yes to all those things, but there's a yes somewhere that doesn't match with I'm going to go winter over here. And I'm going like, okay, so then what's that look like? And how do we navigate that together? You're a grandpa with grandchildren. I'm a father with kids about to launch. I mean, we're not in stages of life. I mean, this is the busiest season my kids have ever been in.
Right.
And you're just going like, okay, that's always weird.
Yeah.
And I think we've come to a place of real peace that just says, you know what? There's a life here and a grace. I've tried to do broadcast things with other people before. This has been the easiest grace-filled dialogue for long years that I've ever had. And I don't really want to let that go, but I know that there's a real gathering of brothers that are in your life that are not. They're not my intimate circle. I don't know who they are other than know them through you, that you're meant to have a real sort of dialogue with.
Yeah.
And I think we sort of felt like, you know what? That fits with what this is. I might be able to be party to that, but you're carrying the passion for that, and that's okay.
Yeah, not might. I think you will be going forward a part of this. I think what we kind of wanted to do was just, one, let people know I've stepped out of Windblown and no longer am an owner, operator, officer, or anything other than Brad's friend. And Brad's kind of going to take Windblown where he feels like God's led him to do that. And I'm going to take a little more responsibility for the God journey, where it's not going to necessarily be Brad and Wayne every week, but probably for a while it may be most weeks. I mean, yeah. I don't know how the other – I think the whole idea of an ever-expanding –
I still just live 5 minutes up there and I'm around.
But it is true that our schedules mesh less well.
Yes.
Our travel, my travel, which has always been an issue, and now Brad's travel, and we don't coordinate. Let's be gone the same weeks and home the same weeks. We just don't coordinate.
I don't know how to do that.
We wouldn't be able to. So what we're doing is just kind of letting go of the fact that that this podcast is about Brad and I sitting here together every week, and it will be about whoever God gives me to talk to. And it may not be every week because I'm not going to live with the pressure of it's Friday. I got to get a podcast up and I've got to make something happen. But there are other people I want to talk to. There's folks that may want to talk to me. I'd love to – some of the letters I read and then we interact about it, I would love to maybe have some of those conversations on Skype and set up a way for people that want to talk about something with me that they wouldn't mind sharing with the podcast audience, that we could do that maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes and splice some of those together where they're commonly themed. And I mean, I have some ideas like that, but to me, I am looking through a glass darkly. I'm looking ahead going, I'm excited about some of these people I'm talking to about passing on a legacy of their journey. And I want to make that part of this show. And I think what we're going to find out is how much relationship and friendship Brad and I have by, you know, if he's no longer a part of the show a year from now, then God really took us in two different directions. If it's not that, and I don't mean right or wrong direction, I just mean two different priority things. But I'm hoping that not just a frequent guest on the God Journey, but a common voice in this dialogue, and one that as often as we can get together and have the discussion we've been having those. But I want to put into that some other conversations that I feel like also need to be part of that, and to expand this to some of the audience who also can be part of the dialogue.
Well, so. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do anything, it does take some planning, some intentionality.
Yep.
I mean, we can go, oh, we're just going to be led by the Lord, brother. And it's like, you know, as nice as that is, I end up kind of going like, yeah, you know, at some to some degree, God kind of says, hey, look at the ant. He's kind of planning in summer for what winter really has. You know, just the dynamics, I think we've recognized, I don't want to be a frustration as I say yes to the things that I really feel like they are the things that God has put in front of me that I have been working unto for quite a while. And I'm not feeling the same draw to just conclude week in, week out, this is what we always do. And I think that's the challenge, is most people's religious life really functions around that sense of routine and habit that they settle into, and they just presuppose that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think we've always been committed to a sense of going like, no, that isn't the journey. You know, I've really got to have my eyes fixed on Jesus to know what I'm supposed to do, not how do I fix my eyes on Jesus and remain committed to Wayne. It's kind of like, no, I'm going to remain committed as your friend. And I think God has life in the dialogues that we have. I mean, I don't ever feel like, oh, got to do a podcast. As if, you know, I mean, I just feel like I'm going to go talk to Wayne.
Yeah.
And that's had life. I think that's why there's been a sense of relaxing. There isn't a to-do list. You know, mm-hmm. I don't come up with marching orders for the army. It's kind of like, no, I'm going to go talk to Wayne.
Yeah.
And that's been wonderful. You know, I don't want to just fade off into the sunset. It's more like, no, I think we were experiencing a real sense of rub against each other that you're just going like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
You're my friend. I don't feel
yeah,
that.
No, that's true.
What's going on with that? Why is that? It took a while to kind of discern what it was. It also took a while to realize, gosh, I don't know that I have been through such stressful times of, frankly, attack from outside that it just felt unrelenting. And how do you get through that without there's damage?
Yeah.
And you just end up going like, okay, that can bring you closer together or it can fling you totally apart. The thing that I love is I feel like, okay, gosh, we got through those rapids and I have a friendship intact. I got a friend that I love. I got a sense of bearings on my own life, and I have the capacity to hear the bearings on yours. And I think when we were finally honest, we sort of realized, you know what? Right now, we're not in the epicenter of the same calling.
Yeah.
And that was emotionally, that was hard to kind of just know what to do with.
It's hard for me just sitting here talking about it because, yeah, it's not something I enjoy letting go of. It's not like, oh, yippee, let's let go and go on. It really is a bit of a, wow, we've had an amazing run. We've had an amazing friendship. I trust that friendship will continue, but I know as we both get busy, I mean, our times together used to be 4 or 5 hours of just hanging out yakking, and I don't know where that – I mean, we're doing 3 podcasts a day right now just to fit in between all the travel
yeah.
that we've been about. So, and that's kind of – it kind of mitigates interacting with some of you who write letters or post things on the blog because then we get 3 weeks of them built up before we do another one. It's just hard
yeah,
to
no, it,
kind of
it,
through all
it,
that.
It doesn't gel within the rhythm of, I think, how God has allowed you to fruitfully – engage. I mean, I get tons of email. I just, you know, I feel so lame because I'm just going like, every one of them's important. It's just I can't answer them. I just can't. And I'm sitting there. The hardest thing I've had to learn as just my own little person, I'm not more important than, but I got to figure out, I can't do everything. Lord, what do I give myself to? What are those things that, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges is I don't want to end up at the end of my life having pleased all the people around me except being honest with me as to what I was called to do.
Yeah, and I don't want my friendship with you to be in the way of that.
Yeah.
I think what we're trying to say here, I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to have that Paul and Barnabas moment without the violent disagreement. we've had the fighting. We haven't put it all on the air for you. We've had moments of intense conversation trying to sort out,
yes,
were we joined at the hip to walk together with all the visions in each other's lives till the day we die? And I think we've concluded we're not.
No.
We've made that pledge. I've made that pledge with others. My co-pastor and I, we were committed to that. No one's going to move independent of the other. You know, we've had rooms we've been in where it's all for one and one for all, and it turned out to be all for one. But
you don't finish that.
Huh? No comment needed there. But, you know, I think trying to task together and try to be friends was saying that's somehow risking something we didn't want to risk. And it's easier to take the task and say, man, I want you to do everything God's put in your heart to do and learn in the going.
Yeah.
And I want to move ahead with some conversations I want to have and other people I want to involve. And who is that? I don't know who that is yet. I meet some people going, yeah, it has to be a fun conversation. So I'm not even taking the thing of the next week we're going to unravel an all new God journey. It's going to be, if it's on, it's going to be the same old thing. Us talking about the journey. Some of those will be with Brad. I hope a lot of those will be with you, and some of them will be with other folks on the outside on other things. And I feel really good about the friendship being more important than the tasking together.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, in terms of just this the sphere of what I felt called to want to do within publishing and to expand that wasn't your passion. And I just realized, well, it'd be kind of wrong to try to demand that of you.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't. And you're more centered in the expression around the God journey. As much as I've felt a total part of it, I've also felt like I'm not carrying the same epicenter.
And you are. Yeah.
You know? And it's like, and I just sort of felt like, well, it wouldn't be right to impose my idea of what that should look like. It's more, how do I, as your buddy, as a friend, as someone who loves the people in our audience as well, just going like, what's the most appropriate way there? And it's the fact that there is an ongoing dialogue that Jesus is having. It's not that you and I are having.
Right.
There's an ongoing dialogue that Jesus is having.
Yeah.
Do I feel like, well, no, I'm not a part of that anymore. I became a Buddhist. No, right. No.
Yeah. You know? I'd tell you if you did. I would tell you.
The reality is I still feel a part of that, but I also felt like I could see excitement in your travels. And in the long history relationships, you came to a point of clarity with your board on the ministry, because I don't have a ministry that it has a board, you know. You
show came, off.
Okay, whatever. you came to some clarity with them about some challenges they gave you that you kind of went, you know what? I need to address that. And when you shared that with me, I kind of went, you know what? That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't resonating like I need to do that.
Right.
And I sort of felt like, well, I'm going to give myself the freedom to not feel like I've got to just go in tow.
Yeah.
And it was more just realizing, no, let's let this thing be what it's always been. Because I've never, to be honest, I've never felt the obligation of having to do this. I think that's why it's always had life for me.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever felt the obligation either. And I don't want to feel it going forward.
Yeah.
If it turns out the God journey is Brad and I getting together twice a month to do a podcast, then that's what it'll be. If other people get engaged in the conversation, then it may take a little different tone. But and I think the same thing is true of, you know, Windblown. There were things I would hoped Windblown would have done. There were areas of focus I specifically wanted to be in, and you wanted it to be broader than that. And
yeah.
And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with God putting in your hands something that is going to facilitate how he wants to take your life and who he wants it to encourage and be a part of in the world. So I think we're coming at a really good point to say, let's let it go, in the sense of not that we're done doing it. We'll still be having this conversation and we'll record it from time to time, but it may be something else as well as we see who others God gives us to put on the podcast.
Well, I also think it's part of, you know, What does living this life, what is that God journey? Well, the God journey is following him.
Yep.
And it's not following him with this contract of my commitment to others. There's only the body life in as much as the head is organizing that. God is the one that sets us in relationship. Yep. He puts us together. Out of Ephesians, he's taking the stones and setting them together and making them into a dwelling place. He's the architect.
Yeah.
The one thing I did learn in seminary is after they gave me all my contractor tools, is the bag's his.
And all your blueprints?
Yeah, the bag is his.
Yeah.
And it's like, unless the Lord builds the house, they that labor in vain. And I'm like, okay, I'm not interested in the vain labor.
Yeah.
I love the life-giving dialogue and the friendship that we have had. That's not changing. I want that to continue. Is it taking on a different expression? Yeah, because the tasks that you feel called to and the ones that I feel called to aren't as intertwined.
Right.
Do they overlap? Yes, they do, as far as I can see. So there's life there. And I just have never in organized religion ever experienced the freedom to do that without a fight.
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, I'm kind of like, I'd love to do that without a fight, and I'd love to do that with a sense of mutual blessing that it's not a judgment of, well, you know, there he goes, or there he goes, or, you know, why are you doing that? It's more like, I've known with a real sense of joy, this is you in your sweet spot.
Yeah.
Part of loving you is, how do I help that so that the rub of what I'm doing doesn't fit with Wayne over in that sweet spot? That's kind of weird.
And the opposite is exactly true.
Yes.
Same thing. Your sweet spot isn't the same place mine is.
No. And
but we didn't start this tasking together. You were doing landscape, for Pete's sakes, and I was doing other stuff. We are, as God leads us, going to do projects together that God may give us to do. I've told Brad, if there's a hot book he's got that he wants me to be part of at Windblown, happy to consult, happy to look over his shoulder, happy to throw in some ideas. So it's not a total break and whatever. It's just we're not going to be tasking intentionally together, and we're going to see where our friendship bears fruit again.
And I think we also felt a desire to communicate that to whatever this God journey family is, so that they also had a chance to kind of go like, you know what, this is a live experiment of living life.
Yep.
What's that look like? And as opposed to presupposing, because I mean, I would love to go, what is the body of Christ? What happens if all of a sudden they don't have their presupposed habit? What if they actually were led?
What if this really is about pioneers on a journey, and we're never meant to build buildings but just pitch tents for a season and move on? What if it really is that? And
you know, the Bible thing?
Talks about that an awful lot.
A building whose maker is God. It's like, yes.
Yeah, and even God wanting to be in a tabernacle. It was man's idea to build a temple. We got to make this more permanent. And what is it like to just keep flowing, to say we've had a great run? I hope we still will. Who knows? We may end up doing a TV show together someday. You just don't know what God will do up the road. We're not saying we're done with each other. We're walking away. We're just taking some of the things that we got tasked together a bit more than maybe we needed to be, and pulling back from those a bit so that we can find the sweet spot of our friendship.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about that, because I know people are trying to read between the lines, saying, they really hate each other. It's just a good little send off kind of crap. But you know what? I'm reminded of those. My favorite part of the Lord of the Rings that never made the movie was when they're leaving Lothlorien. Frodo says to Samwise, man, I knew the dangers of terror and darkness when I began on this journey. I never knew the dangers of light and joy. Because he didn't want to leave Lothlorien to go on the quest. It's not always a problem to move on. And I wonder if, like you said, I wonder if the body of Christ will learn, can learn. I hope we're learning that every change in process doesn't have to be a broken relationship left in the wake. And I affirm you, man. I have loved what we have done together. I hope I know we won't cross paths as much, and that's kind of, oof. I may do a podcast a week just so I can see you, but, you know, I hope the fact that you drive by my house, most places you go.
I usually go, woohoo.
And we have a few favorite barbecue spots we can hang out and have lunch with together. I'm sure that relationship's going to grow on, and we're going to see how the tasking takes some different shapes if it does. So,
yeah. So we'll, you know, there's
not the last time you'll hear him here.
No, I mean, it's like, yeah, this is not sailing off into the, you
know, I don't know what we're going to do about the opening. Those Wayne Jacobs and Brad Cummings. Brad didn't make it today. Here's Jack from New Zealand. Be funny to see how that works out.
You know, but
we need a new opening, I guess is what I'm saying. If one of
there, DJ, come on.
Creative people out there, and get Wayne Jacobson out of it too.
One of the things that, I mean, as we were trying to pray through this whole thing, one of the things that was an absolute joy was, you know, it was a scene out of The Lord of the Rings where it was like in the third one where all of a sudden it's like, you know, there was a bunch of chapters that were written that Frodo had finished and he had left a couple of pages left. And he had kind of said, for that particular journey, he'd entrusted that to Sam and said, that is yours. And there was a sense of narration dialogue where it's like, you know, they each have different parts to play in this and they come and go. And it was a sense of going, I felt like I have had something that has been a love of mine forever that I haven't been able to pursue, that all of a sudden the doors are opening for, that I'm going like, okay, I absolutely, with all that's within me, want to do that. That means I don't have the same availability that the fruitful engagement of what this is kind of requires.
Yep.
And that was really hard to come to grips with, of just going like, okay, gosh, what's that mean? I don't want my friend to feel rejected. I don't want to not participate in something that's been life-giving, but it's like, well, Lord, what's there? And I just really felt a sense of peace about, well, it will be whatever it is.
Yep.
And I don't have to predefine it because I don't know.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's not a goodbye, but it's a shift.
Yeah. And it isn't, there's so much pain here. We finally had to go two different directions. I think we have had some pain, undoubtedly. But I think
I've been really mad at you.
No, it's never been anger at. It's never been that. It's just been struggle. And how do we communicate? And where do we find it? And I think we've found a place back to that friendship and all. And And I'm really excited about the freedom for you to do whatever it is God puts on your heart with Windblown, and for me to do a couple of things differently now and then with this God journey. But still, man, you will be a part. There's no way you won't be. So love you, brother.
Love you, too. That's and fun. Love everybody out there.
Bye.
Traveling with us on the God Journey. You can be part of the conversation by visiting our website, thegodjourney.com,